24 hours of hooting.
Some of the traditions here along the boardwalk in Atlantic City. Well, now another tradition has returned, the Miss America pageant.
We're thrilled to be back, John.
Sam Haskell is chairman and CEO of the Miss America organization. He says it has taken him 9 years to get this pageant back where he says it belongs.
We love Atlantic City. From the moment I became involved with the program, I wanted to bring it back. Vegas played a very important part in our history. They were there for us when we needed them. But ultimately, even up until last year, people would say, see you in Atlantic? Vegas. It's just part of the tapestry of our country that Miss America being Atlantic City.
But it's not only back. Sam says it's back in a big way.
For me, it means supersized. Everything is supersized about this year's Miss America competition. The set is twice as big as it was in Las Vegas. The audience is twice as big as it was in Las Vegas. The runway is back, which we never had in Las Vegas. And the runway is 115 feet from the edge of the proscenium of the stage.
And Sam says the city is embracing the pageant.
We went to the pier shops at Caesar's Palace with the girls for dinner the other night. And those shops got together with gift certificates and gifts, totaling between $800 and $900 per contestant.
Sam says this year's Parade of States to open the show Sunday night will feature 8 famous Atlantic City locations, including the famous White House Sub Shop. General Manager Rob.
Saturday morning, all 50 were here from 6 to 10 a.m. They blocked down the streets. They closed the roads. They did their shoot, like a big introduction commercial. And so they were out front in the street dancing, doing dance numbers. And then about 7 of them came inside the store to introduce themselves.
Did they order anything?
Yeah, they had trays of sandwiches that we made up for them and everything, Italian subs and everything.
Rob, who do you think's going to win?
Miss New Jersey. I got to stick with the hometown roots. But then I hope Miss Maryland runs second. How's that?
Here along the boardwalk in Atlantic City, right outside Boardwalk Hall, we have the roller chair operators. And with me is,
Hi, my name is Eric Shepard.
How exciting would it be for you to be rolling a few of the contestants along somewhere?
Oh, we're looking forward to it because we've had it in the past.
Who have you rolled in the past here on the boards?
I guess Miss California, Miss Florida.
And there are tens of thousands of people here in Atlantic City for this weekend's finals.
I'm here for Haley Williams, Miss Michigan.
And how exciting is it to come all the way east from Michigan?
It was a long drive, but it was great to come to Atlantic City and be with the ocean and back to Miss America's birthplace.
Well, I was first runner-up at Miss Michigan to Haley Williams, and I'm very excited to be here supporting her with other contestants such as Ashley, and it's just very exciting. I've never been to New Jersey, so the whole experience, the boardwalk, the beach, it's all very fun.
Go Miss Michigan!
How glad are you that you had to come east instead of go west?
Oh, I love it. This is my first time here, even though I've been to Las Vegas, but I never have gotten to come back here, so I'm real excited about being here.
I love it. I have not been back to Atlantic City since 1997, so 16 years now, and I just think it's fabulous.
Go Miss Texas!
So the takeaway for Atlantic City? Jeff Guaricino, Chief Strategy Officer for the Atlantic City Alliance, says it best.
For Atlantic City, this is a real civic pride booster. You know, in this city, compared to, let's say, Baltimore or to New York or to Philadelphia, where you have major sports teams and maybe, you know, it's the Ravens in your blood or it's the Eagles in your blood, here, it's Miss America is in the DNA for this city.
Along the boardwalk in Atlantic City, I'm John Patty, WBAL and WBAL.com.